It's time for another edition of KUOW's This Not Just In, the occasional series where we take a moment of your day to share a moment of history, a thrilling audio voyage of forgotten events from years past, events that have defined the people and character of the Pacific Northwest. Now here's your host, Felix Bunnell.
Across Lake Washington from Seattle is the city of Kirkland. With its waterfront setting and proximity to Microsoft, the tech boom of the past 20 years has brought money and sophistication to its once sleepy streets. But back in the early 1980s, Kirkland hadn't changed much since World War II. The town still had a 1930s JCPenney department store, a Sears catalog outlet, a five and dime from the 1940s, and a poplar-lined Little League ball field called Everest Park. On Saturday, August 28, 1982, sleepy Kirkland was about to wake up.
This American crowd is going bananas over Kirkland, Washington right now.
The Kirkland Nationals Little League team was made up of all-star players who spent a lot of time at Everest Park that year. After the regular season, the team made the playoffs, and they won. And then they kept winning. They earned the right to play against a team from Taiwan in the Little League World Series Championship in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. But Taiwan was a Little League powerhouse. They'd won five championships in a row and were favored to win it all again. As the first pitch was thrown, a record crowd of more than 36,000 jammed the ballpark in Pennsylvania. Back in Kirkland, radios tuned in to follow the action.
A gorgeous afternoon in Williamsport, and right now the crowd is really into this ball game.
Kirkland scored first, but the star of the game was Kirkland's pitcher, Cody Webster. Webster threw strike after strike and shut down the Taiwan team. With two innings to go, Kirkland was up 4-0. Then, Webster the pitcher came up to bat.
Cody Webster stands in to keep the dream alive. Here's the first pitch to him. Long drive out! I've never seen him hit that one that far. That would have been clearing the poplars at Everest Park in Kirkland. That would have been out of here.
Webster hit the ball farther than any other home run in Little League World Series history. But Taiwan was known for its high-scoring comebacks. Webster, the pitcher, went back to work for the final inning.
Here comes the 2-2 pitch from Cody Webster. Struck three times! The era has ended! Kirkland is the new world champion of Little League Baseball!
Taiwan lost, and Kirklanders went crazy. Horns honked and people cheered all over the suddenly not very quiet little town.
No, it's not 1980, and this is not the U.S. Olympic hockey team. This is the arrival of the Kirkland National Little League All-Stars, the best Little League baseball team in the world.
The next day, a huge crowd of 40,000 people lined Lake Street for a hometown victory parade. It was one of the most memorable weekends in Kirkland history. For months, the players were heroes and pre-internet media darlings. There were articles in newspapers around the country and coverage by Sports Illustrated and ABC's Wide World of Sports. Like no other event before, the Little League World Championship put Kirkland on the not-yet Google map. 3 decades later, downtown Kirkland is a different place. The tech boom has brought brew pubs, bistros, and Brazilian wax to the lakefront town. But kids still play baseball, and Everest Park looks pretty much like it did in 1982, except for those poplars beyond the outfield fence. Nowadays, they're quite a bit taller. I'm Felix Bunnell for This Not Just In.
The crowd at Williamsport tells you the story. A new world champion.
And the security here is having a hard time keeping people out of the ballpark. I think everybody and their mother are trying to get in here to jump on this team, Bill Sports. Congratulations.